It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So I'm learning a little bit about this, but this is a prank, it sounds like, that kind of went wrong. Ariana Grande dropped a brand new album on Friday, and there's one of the songs, Break Up With Your Boyfriend, or what's
Break
it called?
Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Okay, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And then I've been seeing this, but I didn't understand it. Now it makes sense. It's like a little joke. You like text that to somebody.
Yeah, it's like a meme, the Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored challenge or meme. And okay, you literally text those words or have someone text those words to your boyfriend to see how he will respond. So Liv the Web Girl and I came up with the brilliant idea, I thought at the time, to text that to each of our boyfriends. So I gave Liv the Egyptian's number. She texted him. And Liv gave me Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend's number, and I texted him. Because they don't have our numbers, so they wouldn't know who would be texting
them. They'd just be random people texting them? Okay.
Yeah, it's a test to see, like, oh, are they going to be like, no, I love my girlfriend, get out of here, you know? Or if they're going to be like, oh, who is this? So Liv texts the Egyptian. He's like, LOL, who is this? She's like, doesn't matter. He never even responds. He calls me. He's like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Somebody did the Ariana Grande meme to me. Like, he immediately knew it was a prank. And I just said, yeah, it was Liv. Like, he okay. passed, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, obviously, Jewel Daddy is going to have the same reaction. But the problem is, and I did not, you know, obviously, I had no idea that this was going to happen.
What happened?
I texted Jewel Daddy, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. And immediately he's like, who's asking? And I'm like asking Liv for direction. Like, how do you want me to keep responding? So Liv is telling me, you know, what to say. So I'm like, if I promise to make it worth your while, do you care? He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, whatever you want it to mean, daddy. Like, I'm texting him really obnoxiously.
Is that how you flirt?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to be like myself. And he's like, you know, I said, if you're bored, we can meet to talk about these arrangements. He's like, arrangements? What does that mean? LOL, I don't even know who I'm talking to. So then I say, so if I was someone that you've had your eye on, that you might be interested in, would you be down? He says, LOL, is this Jessica from the gym?
So wait, like where Liv works at?
Yeah. So I work there, but...
Is there a Jessica at the gym?
I mean, there's a billion people at the gym. And the thing is that all of his roommates work out at that gym. And they're friends with a lot of people at that gym. Like, they know so many people who have worked there and who go there. And his other roommate is a boss there. He's like my boss. So he knows a ton of people. So they're constantly like going out with people from the gym. They have a whole friend group that's from the gym, and it just like kind of keeps growing. And obviously, like when we first did this, I had no idea that this was going to happen, because like I thought that we had a pretty good relationship and I thought that I could trust him. And now I just don't know what to do. I don't know if him and this Jessica girl have kissed, hooked up. I mean, clearly he didn't have her number, but like, I don't know. Like, does this qualify for cheating? Either way, I'm mad, because he initially told me about that, the text. And
like, what do you mean?
Like, he was like, oh, someone texted me and said, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Uh-huh.
And remember, I told you
right
that he told me about it. So I was like, oh, like, he passed the mm-hmm. test.
He told
me
you
about it right away. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to respond.
But he was responding
so
to me in
I
way more after that.
What? So, hold on. What else did he say?
So he said, LOL, is this Jessica from the gym? I said, if it is, would you say yes? He said, haha, did my roommate give you my number? I said, yeah, he did. Are you happy? He said, well, I'm not mad, with a wink.
And that's like when my stomach absolutely dropped, and I've been like sick to my stomach ever since. I've had so much anxiety. I don't know what to do. I'm so upset. And like, he doesn't know that I know.
And I feel horrible.
Well, okay. And listen, I'm not trying to beat you up, because this is a serious thing, but I told you, it's not funny, because obviously like we know things, but it's like, what if it could backfire and blow up in your face?
Neither of us thought that.
No, I know, but I did. Pork chop. Did I not say, look, this probably, I know it's funny, but I would do it to somebody else, not your boyfriends. Like, somebody else.
Yeah, he said that.
And like, what hurts the most, I think, because I've been cheated on before, is that, Like, before when I've been cheated on, it's made sense. And I've been like, I can see how that happened. There were red flags. I should have known. But there was, like, nothing like that this time.
Yeah, he's, I mean, like, I've never really hung out with Jewel Daddy, but he seems like a good guy. He seems to always make you happy, make you smile. He treats you well. I saw, like, the post online, like, for his birthday and how he was so thankful for having you. And you guys recently went on a trip where to, like, Hawaii. I'm a little surprised, too. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know if we could say he's officially cheated yet. Would you say he's cheated, Alex, with these kind of texts?
I think they're real fishy. I think he's looking to see if he has if someone can scratch his itch, because he's like, LOL, did my roommate give you my number? You know, I'm not mad, winky face. Like, obviously he's fishing. He's not saying blatantly, yes, I'll meet up with you, but he's fishing. And I feel terrible because obviously I just meant this to be funny. And now I feel really bad for Liv, because I don't know if this is in the long run. Well, this is good. Like, do you feel like mad at me, Liv? Like, Alex, you should have never suggested we do this prank, because now look where you've gotten my relationship. Or are you like, you know, it sucks and it's painful, but maybe this is good for me to find this out.
I'm not mad at you, because I feel like this was going to happen down the line. I'm glad I know now, but...
I mean, this happened. So behind the scenes, this happened 2 days ago. Yes. We just didn't have time in the show yesterday to talk about it, so we had to wait till today. Mm-hmm. So what has happened since he was texting me this? Because you guys, obviously, you spend a lot of time together. Right. You say you hang out every day. So what has the dynamic been like between the two of you?
So the first day that this happened, I was able to kind of like make excuses of like why I couldn't come over for dinner, or like why I couldn't see him. And then yesterday, honestly, like luckily, like he was so busy with work, literally the second he woke up until the day he like went to sleep, that we just were texting minimally, but like we couldn't see each other or hang out.
Does he know that you are upset or know anything?
No.
And he hasn't even tried to talk to you about it?
No, he hasn't brought it up. He has no idea I know.
So if he listens to this, this is the first time that he's hearing anything?
Yes, he might be listening right now.
So what is your plan if he is listening? What is your plan on how to approach this?
I don't really know where to go from here, but I'm pissed and I'm mad and I'm hurt.
Are you still going to go out like for, you said you had...
No, going out for Valentine's Day. And of course, like of all days for this to happen too, like Valentine's Day.
Ugh, I feel so bad. I am genuinely so sorry. At first I thought you were messing with me when this was going on. I was like, he's in on it. She told him to text me like this. But now I feel like I'm seeing your reaction.
And I will say, when you said that yesterday, like that made me really upset.
No, but to be fair.
How am I supposed to know?
Listen, I don't want you to start fighting, because that's... We're trying to like be together here. So I understand that. So
I mean, I just didn't know, because we've pranked each other before on the show. And so at first, you know, and obviously I want to believe it's a prank. I don't want to think this is really happening. I didn't mean to do that in a mean way. I was just like, you're pranking me. This has to be, you know, a freaking joke. Because like, who would have thought this would happen? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. What in the world is Liv supposed to say now in this situation? And am I supposed to text him and say, I'm sorry, this was Alex, just so you know, busted? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know if he's cheating or not, but if you do that, Alex, he'll be like, yeah, I was just messing with you too. I was kidding. Like, if he is, and he can have, I guess, what is it, plausible deniability? Like, he could say, oh, yeah, I was in on it too.
I just thought we had a perfect relationship, and guess what? It's like all a lie.
What do you mean? So this is a prank? I literally knew it. I knew it.
What's up, Jewel Daddy?
Hey, what's up?
So, you guys are so annoying. I freaking... I called this.
Oh, you told her?
I called this.
You know when you told her?
I knew it. Did you know?
I know?
No, did Pork Chop and Joe know?
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, I told... I you guys cannot bring me. I called this. No, you just did it.
Oh, my God.
2 days ago, I said, this is totally a lie.
I know, and then we kept it going, and you believed it. So here's the thing. Well, I literally had, like... Jewel Daddy's phone, like, texting you back.
I'm so annoyed.
And then when you called me, he was sitting right next to me. So she called me and she was like, look, I don't know what you want me to do. This has gone like really far. Like, there's a couple ways we can play this out. like, oh my, I'm so sorry. And he was literally sitting next to me and we were dying laughing.
Oh my gosh.
We pranked the prankster.
I mean, yes, of course I ended up believing, but I immediately said, this is a prank. You guys are all in on this. And then you were like so convincing, like, no, 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 it's not. So of course, what am I supposed to say? I can't keep saying you're lying to me when you're like crying.
I will say though too, Jewel Daddy was the one that thought of it.
You guys suck.
I think it's kind
of Alex, how could you think I could do something like that?
Because I don't freaking know, because she is a pattern of dating cheaters. How am I supposed to know? Maybe she picked another bad one.
Oh my God. Awkward.
I'm just saying she's dated some crappy guys before. It's not like it couldn't happen. So I felt bad. I didn't know.
I think it's cute how bad you felt. But yeah, no. Me and Jewel Daddy were in on it the whole time. It was his idea. Porkchop and Joe, I called them immediately.
You guys deserve each other.
Oh, so much love right here on the Joe and Alex Show.